Three-note hook construction masterclass using arrangement view, advanced drum and bass composition in Ableton Live. Today we're doing something deceptively simple and honestly kind of dangerous in the best way, building an 8-bar, draw pretty hook using only three notes. No scale runs, no let me just add one more note, none of that. We're going to make three notes feel like a whole record by using rhythm, negative space, call and response, automation, and arrangement-driven variation. And we're doing it in arrangement view on purpose, because the big upgrade most producers need isn't another 8-bar loop. It's learning to think in phrases, energy curves, and transitions. By the end, you'll have an 8-bar hook system that can function as a mid-bass phrase tag, a lead stab line, or even a vocal chop motif. Same compositional brain, different sound. Alright, set the room up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Go to arrangement view. Make a few tracks, one for drums, one for sub bass, one for your mid or hook bass, and one for effects or atmosphere. Add markers for drop of bars 1 through 8, and maybe another marker for bars 9 through 16, because later we're going to think like we're making something DJ-friendly, not just something that loops. Now drop in a basic drum pattern. It can be placeholder. Just make sure you've got the essential DNB truth in there. The snare is the judge. Your hook has to dance with the drums, not sit on top of them like it's a different genre. Next, choose a key and restrict your palette. This is the whole point. Let's pick F minor. Dark, classic, works for rollers, works for heavier stuff too. Your three notes are F, AB, and EB. Root, minor third, minor seventh. Here's the teacher mindset that makes three notes work. Stop thinking motif equals notes. Motif equals rhythm plus contour. With three pitches, your ear locks onto rolls. So decide the rolls now. F is your home note. It's the one you can repeat without it getting weird. AB is your color note. That's the mood. EB is your edge note. That's the threat note. The swagger note. Use it like punctuation, not like a constant. If you spam the minor seventh, it stops feeling dangerous. It becomes normal. We want it to feel like an event. Now pick a hook sound that can survive a drop. On your bass mids or hook track, load an instrument. Waveatable is the easiest to get solid results fast. Operator is great if you want punchy, stabs or FM bite. Simpler is perfect if you're resampling a Reese or a vocal stab. Let's imagine Waveatable. Start with a sawish source. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, not a giant super saw thing. Keep it controlled. Filter it with a low pass. Give it some drive. You're going to automate that cutoff later, so don't make the sound perfect yet. Make it flexible. Then add a saturator. Analog clip. A few dB of drive. Soft clip on. Then EQ8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz because your sub owns the sub region. If your hook is muddy, dip a touch around 250 to 400. If it's not reading on small speakers, give it presence somewhere around 1 to 3K. Add glue compressor lightly. 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not about crushing it. It's about keeping it stable in a chaotic drop. Then utility for discipline. Keep it mostly mono down low. If you want width, earn it above 1K. Not in low mids. Optional spice, a tiny bit of chorus or ensemble for micro width, corpus for a little metallic edge, redux extremely lightly if you want jungle grit. But remember, spice, not the main course. Now we write the hook the way DNB actually wants it written, rhythm first. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the hook track. 1 bar, not 8. 1. Set your grid to 16th notes. And before you even choose notes, choose a rhythm identity. A solid DNB-friendly template is hits around beat 1, then a syncopated hit on 1.2.2, then beat 3, then another syncopated hit on 4.2. So in Ableton terms, you're aiming for something like 1.1, 1.2.2, 1.3, 1.4.2. That pattern naturally interlocks with rolling hats and the snare momentum. Now assign your three notes. Example, at 1.1, put F, short. At 1.2.2, put EB, short. At 1.3, put AB, slightly longer. At 1.4.2, put F again, short. Now shape the velocities like a drummer, not a robot. Make the call hits stronger and the little connecting hits weaker. And here's a pro move. Map velocity to something meaningful. If velocity opens the filter a bit, or increases amp level, or adds a touch of bite, then your groove becomes audible, not just theoretical. Now, before we duplicate anything, we need one critical decision, your snare policy. Pick one and stick to it, at least for this hook. Option 1. Never hit exactly on the snare. Option 2. Hit with the snare but make it short and duck it hard. Option 3. Hit after the snare, which is a classic rolling push. For a clean masterclass approach, I recommend option 3. Avoid landing your biggest hook transient right on the snare. Let the snare be the smack, and let your hook be the reply. Cool. Now we take this one bar identity and we stop loop worship. Duplicate that one bar across 8 bars in arrangement view. Now you're going to carve phrases. This is the entire masterclass. Bars 1 and 2 are A. Establish. Bars 3 and 4 are A prime. Same idea, one surgical change. Bars 5 and 6 are B. Response. Contrast. Bars 7 and 8 are A double prime. Return with hype. Let's do a first. Don't touch it yet. Listen with the drums. Ask yourself. Does it feel like it's leaning into the groove? Or is it just sitting on the grid? And this is where micro timing becomes the secret fourth note. Keep your main call hits close to the grid. Then take one or two of the ghost hits and nudge them a little late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. If you don't want to do it manually, use groove pool in a minute. But understand the concept. The pocket is part of the hook. Now A prime, bars 3 to 4. One change only. Surgical. Here are good options. Swap one note, like change one of the FS to AB on a key hit. Change one note length. Turn one stab into a slightly longer bark, or remove one hit for negative space. Negative space is not less interesting. It's tension. In DNB, space is a sound. So pick one change. Do it in bars 3 and 4 only. Then listen back. It should feel like, oh, that was different, not new song. Now B, bars 5 and 6. This is your response phrase, and in drum and bass, response often means one of three things, less dense, later, or tenser. A simple B move, reduce the number of hits by a third, let the drums and bass bid talk. Then place your edge note, ebb, somewhere late in the bar for that question mark feeling, like a late syncopation near the end of bar 5. You're teaching the listener a conversation. A speaks, A prime teases, B answers. Now A double prime, bar is 7 and 8. This is the payoff, and here's the rule. Add hype without adding new notes. How do we do that? Automation. Octave choreography. Articulation changes. A tiny fill that still uses only those three note names. For octave choreography, remember the legal trick. F in a different octave is still F, so you can do something like, keep most hits mid-register, but make the last hit of bar 7 pop an octave up as ear candy. Or drop the whole phrase down an octave for weight, and then return. Also try accent map editing. Same notes, same positions, but reverse your velocity curve. If velocity controls brightness, this feels like a whole new line. Now let's groove it. Open groove pool. Try an MPC 16 swing around 57 to 60, subtle. Apply it to your hook clips with timing around 10 to 25%. If you want, let it affect velocity just a little, but keep it controlled. You're not trying to make it drunk, you're trying to make it roll. Now we level up the hook with call and response using sound, not notes. This is arrangement view magic. Automation lanes. Automate filter cutoff so A is a little darker, A prime slightly brighter, B backs off again, and A double prime is the brightest or widest. Pick one main contrast lane. Brightness is often clearer than extreme filter sweeps, especially on average playback systems. Automate saturator drive so it gets a bit more aggressive in bars 7 and 8, and then do one of the most effective DNB hook tricks of all time. Phrase end throws. Set up an echo on a return track. Use an eighth note or dotted eighth time. Keep feedback reasonable, like 15 to 35%. High pass the delay so it doesn't muddy your low mids. Low pass it so it doesn't hiss. Now automate the send so echo only happens on the last hit of bar 4 and the last hit of bar 8. That right there creates memorability. The listener gets a boundary marker. The hook feels like it has punctuation. If you want another boundary cue, you can also do a tiny reverb send just on those endings. Don't wash the whole hook. Just tag the end. Now make it drop ready. Sidechain and sub relationship. Put a compressor on the hook track. Sidechain it from the kick, or from the drum group if that's your routing. Ratio around 4 to 1, fast attack, and release tune to groove, maybe 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction depending on how loud your hook is. This is not just mixing, it's feel. Sidechain shapes the bounce. Now the sub. Make it simple. Operator sign is perfect. Keep it mono. Utility width at 0. Low pass if needed around 120 HE. And here's a composition move that separates pros from everything all the time producers. Let the hook sometimes hit without sub, even just for a moment. That absence makes the return of sub feel bigger without turning anything up. Now add arrangement tricks that make three notes feel like a full tune. In bar 4, last beat, try a micro break. Mute the hook for half a beat. That tiny vacuum makes the next bar slam. In bar 6, Pull the hook out for a moment and let a bass stab or a drum detail answer. That's density contrast. That's B-phrased logic showing up in the arrangement too. In bars 7 and 8, open your hats a touch or add a ride layer, not constantly, just as an energy lift, and use tiny volume automation if needed. Even a half dB dip before a phrase change can make the drop breathe. Now do two quick listening tests that keep you honest. First, mute the drums. Does the hook still feel like a phrase, or does it feel like nothing? If it feels like nothing, you probably need better rhythm identity or clearer phrasing, not more notes. Second, mute the hook. Do you miss it after two bars? If you don't miss it, it's not asserting identity yet. Usually that means your rhythm is too generic, or you're not using space intentionally. Common mistakes to avoid while you refine. If you try to melody your way out of weak rhythm, the hook will still feel weak. Fix placement first. If you write 8 bars of the same 1-bar loop, the ear checks out. A prime, B, A double prime is non-negotiable if you want it to feel like a record. If your biggest hook transient fights the snare, you'll blur impact. Choose a snare policy and stick to it, and don't go too wide or too low. High pass the hook, keep sub mono. Width belongs in the upper mids and highs. Also, watch over automation. Automation should underline phrases, not become random sound design. Now, advanced variation ideas you can try immediately, still with only 3 notes. 1. Permutation writing. Keep the rhythm identical, but rotate which pitch lands on each hit for bar 2. It feels like a new idea without changing density. 2. Rhythmic displacement for B. Shift the whole motif 1/16th later for bars 5 and 6. That late feeling screams response in rollers. 3. The negative space shadow bar. In bar 4 or 8, remove the first hit, not the last. Missing the downbeat creates a vacuum that makes the next entry hit harder. 4. Articulation call and response. This audio version is shortened for playback.